Hi everyone, welcome to Final Score with the Score. It's the League Cup final. The result, Chelsea 0, Liverpool 1. We've lost the League Cup final. As you can tell from my tone, I'm not too happy. I don't think any Chelsea fan is happy at the moment. Very disappointing. Missed so many chances in that second half. Should have won it. Probably could have won it in 90 minutes. Then, goodness knows what tactics we adopted the tactics we did in extra time. Just sat back, gave confidence to Liverpool's young players, let them attack us, and there's the result. So, trophy to Liverpool. Nice of us to really help out on Klopp's farewell tour and give him the trophy that he wanted and everyone wants him to have. Really charitable of us again. Very disappointing. So I'm just going to bring up Chelsea Rambles. I know he's up. Is he up? No, he's up. It looks like it looks like Chelsea Rambles is requested, but I can't bring him up. So, I can't bring him up for some reason. Don't know why. So I'll just go through the game. First half, we started very nervously. You could tell we were quite anxious and tense, and first cup final for a lot of these players, and you could see it. Nerves, a lot of anxiety started to come into it towards the end of the first half. We even had a goal disallowed, which turns out it was offside. And I've seen actually the proper replay now, and it was offside. 0-0 at half time. Came out in the second half. I think for most of the second half, we were pretty good. As they tired, we had a lot of counter attacking opportunities. Conor Gallagher probably should have done better with one. We hit the post, like the inside of the post, and went out. I mean, some of the chances that, like, were just, you couldn't believe we didn't score. There were some chances which weren't our fault that we missed them. Their goalkeeper had a great game, as always happens against Chelsea, with substitute keepers. And we just couldn't take our chances. And then you thought, okay, going into extra time, they've got a team of youngsters out there. We can go for it. And Pochettino, I have no idea why, basically told us to sit back and soak up the pressure, which just gave confidence to their youngsters and invited them forward. And eventually they got their goal in the second half. And, you can't give Liverpool chances like that. And Van Dijk had a great game and, probably deserved that goal if anyone's going to score for Liverpool. Great leader for them. And yeah, we had the chance to win this final. We could have won this final. We weren't outplayed. It wasn't like the game at Anfield. We played well enough to get to win the trophy if we won it. If we won it, you couldn't have argued with it, we bottled it. Gary Neville's called us billion-pound bottle jobs. And honestly, it hurts because it feels true. And I don't want to make any judgments on anything, on anybody right now, like the manager or anything, because I'm too emotional at the moment. I'm too upset. But it's not a good look.
We've got
to go into the rest of the season and try and qualify for Europe in the league, or even, I'd say the FA Cup. We'll probably bottle that final if we got to it. We're becoming like Spurs with finals. It's embarrassing. So we've got to find somehow finish in the top seven, which is possible. We can get into the top seven this year. I'm pretty confident we can, actually. But we didn't play badly today either, which is really, really annoying. We didn't play badly today. If we'd been beaten by the better side, I can take being beaten by the better side. We weren't. We allowed them to win the game. It was not great. I'm quite emotional. But I've got Rambles with me, my normal co-host. Rambles, what are your thoughts and feelings on the game?
Yeah, this one's very painful because this Liverpool team were really there for the taking, in my opinion. They had a lot of players out. They had a very youthful and experienced bench, and we didn't capitalise on it. we look poor at the start of every half. You know, in extra time, I thought, you know, we would really take it to them, but we didn't. And I really hate being one of those people who, one of those fans who turns on the manager, but sadly, I think Poch has got to shoulder a lot of the blame for today. I think his in-game management just isn't of the level required to be a Chelsea manager.
Yeah, that's my conclusion from today. His in-game management today was poor again, like it was against Manchester City. Like tactically, I don't know why he did what he did in extra time. But I was confused at the start of Soros doing that because I just thought, this is, well, what are you doing? Are you scared? Like, why are you scared to go at them? Like, you know, too scared, so scared to lose that you end up losing in anyway. Like, you know, where Liverpool's kids have an experienced manager who's a winner and he's won lots of trophies. Our kids don't have a winner in charge of them, unfortunately. And I can't argue with that argument. I can't argue with people who want Pochettino out. You know, I can't, because, yeah, we're not going to, yeah. I mean, if this is anything to go by, we're not going to lose, we're not going to win things with him. Like, and, you know, I mean.
Pochettino's a very good man manager, and he's come in and he steadied the ship, and the players like him. But you need something else to get you over the line in finals. And sadly, he just doesn't have it.
Yep, 100%. I mean, this would still be a good experience for the squad. You know, their first final. Sometimes seeing another team lift the trophy can be just motivation for you. Like,
yeah,
you
want to come
back and win it.
Yeah, you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah, and our kids, our squad's got a good mentality. You know, I don't think this squad is a bunch of losers. I don't think this squad is a cowards. I don't think there's a problem with the mentality of the players. I think it's, we didn't lose this game because of the players. For me, today we lost it because of the manager. Because I think if we'd gone for it in extra time, we would have won it. I mean, like, there's no point in bringing Mudrick onto the pitch to hit him on the counter attack and then sit back completely and not even try and attack them. It doesn't make any sense to me. And obviously, yes, we could have been more clinical in front of goal, and that is, but we all know that's an issue already, and that's not something that anyone can do anything about until the summer. But absolutely. And you know, it's embarrassing today. You know, when Gary Neville was calling you $1 billion bottle jobs, that is really painful. And you know, that's it's tough thing to hear, but sometimes maybe you need these setbacks. I don't know. I mean, I remember in 2001 we had a team of Frank Lampard and John Terry and Heidegger Johnson, William Gallas, like a load of young players, and we got to the FA Cup final and we lost to Arsenal. And when they won the double. But that was a learning experience for those guys, and they didn't lose the next final they played, they won, you know. And of course, the next final they played was under a different manager who was a winner.
You also have to look at the experienced players today, Gallagher, Sterling, Chilwell.
Yeah.
You know, one thing which still irritates me in games is our in-game discipline is just terrible. And for me, that comes from the manager. You know, Gallagher giving away needless free kicks, Chilwell getting a needless yellow card. You know, that's something for me which should have been nipped in the bud a long time ago.
Yeah, 100%. I think that was... Casano did calm down during the game, I think. I think Potts had a word with him. But, you know, he can't keep doing that. And that part of that is the management. Part of that is... You know, you've got to coach a player to have that discipline.
But that always reminds me of the Battle of the Bridge. You know, Pochettino, you know, it's Tottenham team and they totally imploded. And we obviously got the 2-2 draw and Leicester won.
Yeah,
went on to win the title.
Yeah, and people are going to typical Potter bottle job, and I can't blame them. I can't criticise them for it because the evidence is there, you know. We're still in the FA Cup. You know, we're still in a good chance of getting into top seven in Europe. Seventh will probably be a European place. So sixth definitely is now because Liverpool won the League Cup. And they're going to be in the Champions League anyway. So they're not going to need that European place. So,
But also, I don't want to be too reactionary, but I do think, as well as Pochettino, we do need to start looking at certain individual players and asking, are these players really good enough to take us forward? What do we do with certain players?
Yeah, I agree. Certainly in attacking players, I think there's some there that, you know, there's some people who probably need to be moved on and accept that they probably weren't the right signings. I think sporting directors have got to take some responsibility.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, they brought Pochettino in, they signed some of these players, you know. Pochettino didn't get the players that he wanted either. I'm not going to absolve Pochettino of blame for today because like that final was there for the taking and we didn't take it.
I think if you're being brutally honest, I think you'd say Mudrick and Madueke, there's huge question marks over them. Same with Sterling. Is it time he was moved on? And it might be harsh to some people, but some people may question, does Gallagher deserve another contract? You know, does he have the quality to take us to the next level?
Yeah, absolutely. Gallagher will get a lot of hate today.
He should be doing better with that chance, unfortunately.
He should. I mean, like, you know, the one where he hit the post, that was just unlucky. I don't blame him for that. But I couldn't believe that when that didn't go in. You know, and I actually said to myself while I was watching it, with like, if we score, we're going to win. Like, I didn't think, I thought if we score, we would have won. Like, you know, because I just, yeah, because especially when Liverpool had the kids on, I think that would have just been, you know, that would have been it, you know. But we did score, and now I'm having to watch Liverpool celebrating the trophy. It's flipping annoying. Right, we've got people who are requesting to come up, so we'll try and get you all up. Frank's up, going to be up first. I'll just add you as a speaker, Frank. You can tell us what your thoughts on the game and everything else. And then we'll have Forza Chelsea up as well. Right, Frank, tell us, unmute yourself and let us know your thoughts.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I mean, very, very, very bad loss. I wholeheartedly agree with you guys. Poach bottled it at the extra time. You go like the last 20 minutes of the second half, Chelsea were like just right there. They were just destroying Liverpool. Like everyone was thinking like Chelsea's going to win. And then, okay, you didn't take your chances. That's not Poach's fault. But you go to the second half, you just take that momentum to the extra time. Like, why are you sitting back? Like, what are you doing? Like, at some point, Klopp, like, substitutes like a bunch of kids, literally, like just a bunch of kids. I think even Klopp said, you know what, let's just throw these kids out there and then hope for the best. I don't think Klopp thought he was going to win the game. And then you go into the second half, and in extra time, and then you do nothing. You just sit back. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Even Jose Mourinho wouldn't do that, to be honest with you. It was just ridiculous. Like, I mean, just go for the freaking win, man. Like, you got the players, you got the advantages. Go for the win. What are you doing out there sitting back and defending against a bunch of kids, giving them some chances? With that being said, with Poch, I believe some players were just horrible. I'm sorry, but what is Mudrik doing there? Like, the moment he came in till the end of the game, he literally did nothing. Afraid of making, like, challenges. He sounded like he wasn't even in the game. And that header, like, you know, that goal for Van Dijk, what is he doing there? All he has to do is just attack the ball, and he defends it well. But you know what? That's why I guess some people have been crying for Mudrik to play. That's why he's not playing. It's horrible. Like, whenever I saw Jackson's name, like, coming out, and you know what? It's a bit emotional, right? And it's easy to go into players, but
yeah.
Why is he taking up Jackson? Like, Jackson is out there doing good. He's holding up himself. He's causing Liverpool defense problems. Why are you taking him off? We know he can play for the rest of the extra time. We know he's not super tired. We know he's physically good. Why taking him off and bringing in Mudryk? I understand the logic of having Mudryk space, but Poch knows Mudryk the best, why he's not playing him, and yet he brings him in knowing that, you know, he's vulnerable. He's not going to do much. And it's just ridiculous, you know, like, to me, if there's any positives of this game, it's going to be three players, to be honest with you. Petrovic, he was awesome. Caicedo picked up his game, and he was doing really good. And then Cole Palmer, it was just Cole Palmer, you know. At the end of the day, yeah, he missed that big chance in the first half, but he was just playing good and trying it until the end. But everyone else was a disappointment, man. Like, this is like a really, really, really bad loss. And I'm not sure how the team is going to react after this. It's going to be all on Poch right now to come get him back, because we got a FA Cup game in the midweek. But I don't know, man. This was just, it was heartbreaking. You know, like, we lost the two finals like 2 years ago against Liverpool, but it was not this heartbreaking, man. Like, this was Chelsea to take it. And then they just didn't take it. It's just horrible, man.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's the hope that kills you, isn't it? Like, we had the chance. We had the chance to win this today. We did. I don't have words. I think everyone's quite emotional, and it's totally understandable. I'm sure that there'll be some, you know, calm heads later, but we're all a bit upset right now, and everyone's a bit angry, and so thanks, Frank. That's really great to hear from you. Really appreciate it. So I'm going to bring up, I've got three people requesting. Great. If you all eight, we'll make sure you get you all up. So we'll just get Frank down. Rambles, which players kind of stood out for you?
I thought Gusto had a pretty good game. You know, he made a bit of a slow start. You know, I think nerves got the better of him. I think he grew into the game, and, you know, he was positive. Again, Petrovic, another very solid game. To be fair, in all the time he's coming, you know, I don't recall him really doing anything wrong, Petrovic.
To be absolutely fair, if not for Petrovic, we would have lost before we actually concede. Because Liverpool did have some good chances in the 90 minutes, and in extra time. So, and he saved a lot of good saves, again, you know. But he just has so many shots to save. This is something that I have an issue with Pochettino, is that we consistently concede like 13, 14, 15 shots every game, even when we win. And that, you can't do that as a top side, because ultimately you're going to concede goals. And that's a problem with defensive organisation. It's a problem with the midfield organisation. It's a tactical thing. He's got to sort that out. Thanks, Rambles, for that. Right, Louis, the great Louis, who's been at the game for his sins, is with us. So, Louis, thoughts on the game, thoughts on players, manager, everything.
I'd mentally prepared myself for penalties as that cross was about to be taken. Then I saw that cross come in, and I knew that was going in. I think that was just an example of one thing of the many things tactically wrong at the moment, because I think Virgil van Dijk was free at every single set piece. We got punished in the 90 minutes, and we're very fortunate that it was offside. And then in the extra time, we proceeded to, quite frankly, bottle it. I think, look, before the game, as you know, score, and as many people who know me know, I was saying, nah, I don't expect anything out of this. I just want to see what happens in the 90 minutes, and make sure we give a solid account of ourselves. And I think we gave a decent account of ourselves, but then we got to put everything into context there. So City game, Villa game, great examples of playing against top sides, right? As that game wore on against Liverpool, we were playing what was tantamount to the reserves and under-21s. Under-23s, sorry, minus maybe Konate and Van Dijk, really. And we blew an opportunity. Now, I understand that our side is also very young and learning, but I genuinely think I might have scored three or four today. Genuinely think we might have scored three or four. If I can play up front, just put me up front. I think that's what most people will be saying. There's a naivety to it, and to be honest, as I said to you earlier, actually scored before when we were just having a little wonder. The whole open letter, the whole marketing hype up, I just didn't buy it. It just felt very false. And I think today kind of showed it. And the biggest question I have in regards to Chelsea Football Club right now, and this has been an issue for a few years now, and it needs to be reviewed in who's brought in, who's signed, backroom and on the pitch, by the way. That is the fourth cup final in a row Chelsea have lost at Wembley. And I don't want to hear someone say something Spursy from a Chelsea fan for a very long time. That's four cup finals on the spin. Just take that in. All right. I think Pochettino is a great coach for young players, and I think we've seen that this season. And people obviously around me at the ground were just saying when they're walking out,
I hate to interrupt you a second. It's actually six.
It's six.
Is it six? Six on the spin at Wembley.
I've just been sent that in my mixed
six
group
domestic
chat.
Cup final defeats in a row. It's a new record.
Sorry, six on the spin.
Yeah. We lost the League Cup with Sarri. We then lost the FA Cup with Lampard. Then we lost three domestic cup finals with Tuchel, and now we've lost this one. So that's six, under four different managers. One of them won the Champions League with us. Which is the least Spursy thing you can do, like win the Champions League.
If we're going to be honest, I know that's mad. This is a mad thing to say, but winning that Champions League's covered up a hell of a lot of fucking scratches, isn't it?
That Champions League. I don't really watch that Champions League one anymore, because it just reminds me of what happened afterwards.
Yeah,
and I can't. It's difficult for me to watch that now, and because look, we've fallen, man. We're just a joke at the moment.
Look, I mean, when people are around saying sack the manager, I'm going. I didn't want to say it because I was. To be honest, there was one bloke sat behind me who just didn't understand football at all, and it was impressive. Some of the stuff that was coming out of his mouth in that game, that was winding me up a little bit as well, which probably is why I'm past angry, I'm past upset, I'm just very level-headed in this situation as much as I can be, which is kind of terrifying.
We've become numb, haven't we? We've become numb to this kind of thing, and that's not good, is it? And that's not good as Chelsea fans, we're almost kind of starting to accept it. Like Chelsea fans don't have, and this is not, I don't, this is not something, people are going to blame the owners for this. This is something that's been happening for a while, for me, anyway.
This is pre the ownership. This is pre ownership.
Yeah, this is something that Chelsea fans are starting to lose belief. They're starting to lose confidence. They're starting to lose, that kind of.
I had no confidence today at all. I think the thing is, you look at the two teams, right? And obviously, it was a set piece that separated us. Okay, so that's worrying. But then you look at the quality on the pitch, or alleged quality, shall I say? You get an elite manager, an under-23 squad, which has an abundance of injuries for first team level. Like when Liverpool were saying, we've got an injury crisis. Liverpool don't have an injury crisis. They still have a very they put that was their quote unquote B team with a few kids at the beginning, one or two, and Connor Bradley and Kelly's not a kid, but obviously he's the second choice keeper. But overall, the whole situation is, by the end of it, it was basically an under-23 squad versus a squad of over-inflated priced players. One had an elite manager, one had a manager who's decent. Decent's the word I'd use to describe Pochettino. He's not going to set the world alight. He's decent.
But he's a West Ham manager, right?
In the Premier League, Pochettino's not a top four manager.
Not
a chance. So
that's what I meant when I said a West Ham.
West Ham, like Europa League, sort of like round. That's what I think he is in the Premier League right now, because he's not adapted. He had a fantastic Spurs squad, did fantastic things with them, and fair play to them for that. They didn't win anything. They're that team which everyone, they're like the Dutch 74 team. Great team. So, they played great football, didn't they? Yeah, what do they win? And I'm all for, this is why I'm saying earlier, I was like, this whole mentality of we need to fight together. Did you actually write that, Poch? Did you actually write that? Do you actually mean it? Because I'm not going to lie, from kickoff, when I see Klopp grinning on the touchline, like relishing the opportunity to play a final, and Pochettino with the body language of a man who's terrified, I'm sorry, I worry about the conversations pre-game. I understand he's under a lot of pressure where he's not won a trophy in England. That's something he desperately wants, but he's not going to do it with some of the tactical changes he made in that game. I like Conor Gallagher, fantastic stage, definition of an engine room, fantastic player. Shouldn't have been brought off because he put Kolpar in the middle. Guess what happens if you put Kolpar in the middle? You lose all physicality, all progression.
The commentators were saying something about Gallagher having cramp or something, or that he was like he couldn't continue.
Yeah, he was limping.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I don't think Pochettino would take Conor Gallagher off unless he really had to.
I think Jackson was close. Jackson and Kunku, it was there. I reckon you gave them another 10 minutes. They scored. That was it was right there, and
I thought we were going to score in the last 10 minutes. I really did.
Yeah.
I thought it was right there. You know that we were right on the edge of scoring. I was like, come on, just score, come on, like, you know, I couldn't believe some of the touches we missed as well.
There's no cutting edge to this team.
Yeah.
There's no cutting edge.
Absolutely. I mean, we've said this all season, haven't we? We've said this, that, you know, we haven't got that number nine. We haven't got that number nine who's going to 100% deliver goals, right? You're right, Louis. You're right.
Right. Well, I'm going to come inside because I'm absolutely frozen. So I made the mistake of wearing a big coat. So I'll see you in 5 minutes. Okay. So I'm going to make us pasta.
I'll see you in a minute, buddy.
Right, in a bit. Yeah, turn it up, guys. See ya.
Nicholas. We're going to bring up Nicholas. Hello, Nicholas. I know Nicholas has some strong thoughts on Pochettino and absolutely justified in believing those things at the moment, I think. Honestly, I think it's very... It's very difficult. I don't want to make big judgments right now because I'm emotional. So anyway, Nicholas, I'd love to hear your thoughts. So just unmute yourself and let us know what you think.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi Nicholas.
I will try to say this as calm as I can because I'm absolutely fuming. But the thing is about the game, as you know, I was quite positive before the game. I said we will probably win. I thought so. 2-1 was my bet. I just didn't expect to this because when we saw Liverpool's lineup, we knew we had the better team. I thought so, even with our young people and their young guys, we had the better bench. So this was not what I expected, and I must say I'm absolutely fuming right now. So I'll try to be as calm as I can. But as you know, this has to end at the very latest in the summer. I can't take this anymore. Losing a final can happen. It can happen with any managers, as you just talked with Louis about. But you don't coach a game like a coward. I simply cannot accept going into a game and coaching it like a coward. This is a loser's mentality, and I really thought that extra time was all about being a coward. I don't know why we had to just put everyone back and just kick the ball away for the whole 30 minutes or so, or letting Liverpool come at us like they did. Credit to them, they have a good squad and some good young players, but this was not necessary. We could have attacked them very much more, and we could have pressed them. We could have done so much more. I thought we played on their terms instead of ours, and certainly we had the chances to score more than two goals, but so had they also could have scored. So let's just be real about that. Missed chances didn't make us lose. It was a part of it, but let's be honest, Liverpool had their chances too. So I simply just, if I have to do it quick, I can't take Poch no more. He has to go at the in the summer at the very latest, because this has to end. To me, if you hire an ex-Spurs manager, you become Spurs. And I know it's a cliche, and I know many disagree, but what do we expect? Sorry, guys, I'm so exhausted right now to watch this guy take over and manage my football club. I love this club to death. I've supported them since 1998. And this is the lowest I have ever been about this club. And I know some of you have experienced a lot worse, but this is the lowest. And I'm not even talking about winning trophies. I'm just talking about, in general, how I feel about this club, the players, the owners, the everything. It's just, and just to round this off, the owners has so much responsibility to take over and win Stanley and Stewart also. I don't know why they thought playing football manager would work in real life, but you cannot buy all the best talents in the world, just put them in the team. It might work in football manager, but it doesn't work in real life. And sure, we have bought some good players, Kusto, Hisashi, and all of that. They are great guys and talents, but it's about fit. It's about mentality. It's about how you... It's not all about how many kick-ups you can do and how many step-overs. You have to find players who fits a team, who fits a strategy. And I just think they have just bought every talent they could possibly get, and it doesn't work. Sorry, I'm so done with this, and I really, really, really tried to see the positive, but I can't anymore. So sorry, guys.
No, I feel that. Like I think that's perfectly understandable, Nick. And it's like you don't have to feel sorry for that. I think a lot of fans are sick to death of this, and sick to death of people laughing at us, sick to death of being a joke, sick to death of, you know, everyone glorying in our failures. I think it's just fans are sick to death of it, and I think somehow Pochettino becomes the embodiment of that because he's a former Spurs manager, and I think that for whatever people. I mean, I like the whole label of like, yeah, he's Spursy, whatever. Yes.
Yeah, but it's just a joke. It's just a joke, you know. He could be someone else. I would take Mourinho back.
I'm agreeing with you.
But it's just not a coincidence anymore that we can't win things. And he's the face of the franchise, if you know what I mean. So he gets the praise also, but he also gets the blame. And sometimes you just got to see the bad in-game management. And today was bad in-game management. And I know I'm not the best to giving Poch credit when he has, but this was absolutely on him than anybody else.
I think everyone agreed with that. I don't think I think the in-game management was really poor today, and to me that's why we lost. People are going to go and have a criticise of the players and the quality of the players. I think we created enough chances to win the game. You know, yes, there's issues with our. I think the main issue concern is with our attacking players. And the quality of our attacking players, and I think also that Poch is not getting the best out of this midfield at all. We've got two very talented midfield players, Enzo Fernandez and Kaiser Moisés, who are very, very good players. Like, let's put no mistake about it. Enzo Fernandez was one of the best players at the World Cup last year, and Moisés Caicedo was superb for Brighton last year. He was one of the best players in the Premier League. And like, how is it that then Poch is making them look worse? Like that's a concern I have. Like, how is he making them look worse? So, good points, Nicholas. Thanks for coming up. Always love.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mate. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Rambles is gone. I don't know what happened to Rambles. Yeah. Okay, we're going to bring Enter up because he's been around. He's been. I don't know why people have been following him, but he's a regular speaker. So, just need to get Rambles back. He's disappeared. I don't know what's happened, but Enter. Thanks for coming up again, as always. And what are your thoughts?
Thank you for having me. Gutted, to say the least. I think if we take the isolated result, maybe many of us would have expected it, but contextually, the manner in which we lost is certainly hard to digest. And I think inevitably, as I've heard many of the speakers and many fans watching the game, would be pointing the finger at Pochettino, because the beginning of the game was definitely shaky. I thought we started kind of lacking discipline, lacking structure. We were chasing the game for the first half an hour, and then somehow we managed to settle down. And obviously, with Liverpool's frailties in their lineup, the further the game went on, logic suggested that we were falling into favour. And that became apparent towards the latter stages of the 90. But then when you kind of try to analyse what happened in the following 30 minutes in extra time, I'm entirely baffled. And I think that, as Nicholas just mentioned previously, certainly, you know, top down, the structuring of this, the restructuring attempts altogether have proven quite shambolic. It's yet to manifest in anything, you know, kind of beneficial to the team, the results. And certainly, we can say that the recruitment, some of these players, some of the players that were substituted on, you know, there are doubts about their ability. But then there are surely ways to kind of put them in a game to fulfill at least one particular task. So take, for example, we put two wingers, and I think someone mentioned it early. The legs were already gone. With Liverpool's back line, you saw Konate struggling, Mudryk on that side, Madueke on the other. So you'd think that we would be sending balls over and trying to cut in through balls as many times, as often as possible, but somehow we didn't. And I think that, to kind of summarize, I've also been forgiving of Pochettino for the longest time, and I understand there's many reasons as to why putting any other manager into our club this season would have been a bumpy ride. But I am now kind of struggling to defend Pochettino, because as a cup final for 90 minutes, it's a beast of its own nature. You have to put a different mentality, a different application. You have to put that forward to the squad. And I think for whatever reason, we seem detached in that regard. I would have liked to know what was said just before extra time began, because that was quite embarrassing.
It was. It looked like he told them to sit back and just let them come at us, and then we'll hit them on the counter attack. And they didn't do, they couldn't. And it was just like, why? Like, how about controlling the game and go and attacking them? Like don't give the young players a chance to settle. Don't give the young players a chance to time on the ball. Don't, you know, just be at them. You know, that is what a top manager would have done, in my view. That's what a top manager would have done. And Pochettino clearly did not do that. You know, people are saying, like, oh, how is it Pochettino's fault we can't finish? Yeah, it's not Pochettino's fault we can't finish, but it is Pochettino's fault that we went all out defensive in extra time. And there was no need to do that, in my view.
And I just kind of
go gung ho and go all out attack, but don't sit back and let them invite them onto you. Like, I've never understood that tactic. Like, you can only get away with that tactic if you've got a world class defense, right? Like Mourinho used to do it, but he had a world class defense and world class attackers, so you could get away with it. But we haven't, so you can't get away with that. Like,
the only way I can rationalize why Pochettino made the decisions in extra time that he did is almost he became his own worst enemy. He's been to finals where he's lost, especially in this country, and he knows full well his nickname. And this was maybe his best attempt to right those wrongs. And it's like a turtle retracting his head into its shell. He almost, the substitutions, even before extra time, seem to suggest that he already pre-planned the ultimate outcome of a penalty shootout. Taking off Nicholas Jackson is dumbfounding. When you
put on
Nkunku and to have that relationship up front, and as you also said, I completely agree, it was almost there, it was on the tip of our tongue, it was like we could see it before it happened, and all of a sudden everything was just torn apart. It feels embarrassing, that's the worst thing. It just, the manner of the defeat is, and you know what? The trending slogan of the day, the billion-pound bottle jobs.
Yeah, and you know why? You know, it rings true. Like everyone knows it, right? That's what we were today, right? And yeah, and it's going to be that way until we win a trophy again. You know, we've got to. That's the only way we can shut that up is win a trophy, and you know, and be competitive again. It's the only way. And yeah, the club have got to look at themselves and start to think about, you know, next season and, you know, and like rethink some of the decisions that they've made. And yeah, because we know who appointed the Pochettino, we know who, you know, signed some of these players. You know, they've got to take responsibility as well, I think. Very, very important. It's not just Pochettino, obviously. I'm not going to scapegoat one individual. It's a, you know, there's issues above him as well, which we know about. And I suspect all the negative stories that came out after the Wolves game, when we lost, will come out again. Be careful of those. Some of them will be true. Some of them will be exaggerated. Some of them will be not true. Like, try and keep a level head. I know it's difficult. We're all emotional. We're all upset. We're all angry. And I think the anger is not just about today. It's about, honestly, I think it's the last 2 years, because since we went into sanctions, it's just been one bad thing after another for this club, and nothing has gone for us. And it's just been really depressing. And Chelsea fans are tired of it, I think. And you know, there's no one individual to blame for that, but obviously, you know, we have to. It's got to change. It's got to change. And
it's as if we decided to rip the plaster off, to get it over and done with as quick as possible, and we didn't know that the pain we would have felt was beyond any of our wildest dreams. So I think we're just all reeling in pain at the moment, trying to understand what is going on.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think there were a lot of issues at the club that were there before the new ownership came over. There was a lack of data. There was a lack of good scouting. There was a lack of really good footballing structure and strategy. There was toxic stuff behind the scenes. That was all there, but the trophies kept it hidden, you know. And now, with the owner gone and that owner gone, and you know. And all that's been exposed, you know, and it probably needed to be, let's be honest, it needed to be, because you've got to rebuild a good structure at the club. And I still think they're building a good structure behind the scenes, not just the sporting directors, but beyond that, the data stuff, the scouting, the everything like that, that they're putting in place, better people to do the pitches, better, all that. That's all good, and that will bear fruit, but we've got to start seeing fans don't care about those things. They care about results on the pitch. And they don't care about 3 or 4 or 5 years' time. They care about now. That's just the nature of football. So the club have got to think about that. But yeah, it's a difficult time to be a Chelsea fan.
But if I can end on a positive note just before I leave you guys. I think that, you know, looking at this, and I know that maybe it's going to sound a little bit ludicrous so soon after the result, but because we managed to get to a final, and whatever happens in our management and our structure in player movement from here on in, just getting to that stage and understanding what it takes and what it feels like to lose, hopefully should push us a long way, because many teams lose their first attempt at a final.
That's true. I mean, I was saying it before, 2001, that was the first final that Lampard, Terry, Gallas, De Johnson, you know, those guys played together, right? And we lost. We lost 2-0 to Arsenal. And again, it wasn't dissimilar. We played really well, didn't take our chances, and Arsenal had two chances and took them, right? And even though we lost, it was a good experience for those young players. And it was under a manager who was like, kind of like a Pochettino type manager, a builder, not a winner. And, you know, ultimately that team went on to win loads of trophies. And they were very young at the time as well. Lampard was 22. John Terry was about 21, 22. They were still young players. So, yeah, I mean, even Klopp lost his first. In his first season, Klopp lost two finals, I think. And I think he lost about three or four finals before he actually won something at Liverpool. So, you know, it took him a while to get winning. But the difference with Klopp is, between Klopp and Pochettino, is Klopp had won things before. He'd won league titles in Germany with Dortmund. He got to a Champions League final, which he was unlucky to lose. He won double with Dortmund. So, you know, you kind of felt he was a winner.
And he won with the underdogs. He didn't win with a team that was funded, you know,
yeah,
up
exactly.
to the wazoo.
Yeah. Dortmund was basically a team of academy players.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good academy, don't get me wrong. Like they had like people like Lewandowski coming through, you know. But yeah, and he left a legacy for Thomas Tuchel to follow him, you know. And Thomas Tuchel won the German Cup. You know, after Klopp left. But yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, I mean, and even Pep Guardiola didn't win the thing in his first season at City. You know, he didn't win anything. So yeah, with young teams, you know, winning something in the first season is often like almost ahead of schedule. But that doesn't excuse what happened today and the decisions that were made and all the concerns that people have. So, thanks, Enter. I might keep you up for a bit, just because we haven't got, because Ramble seems to have having problems connecting, I think, so he's not coming in. But I'm going to bring up Forza Chelsea.
Hello? Sorry.
Okay, before you speak, Forza, I'm just going to say this statement from Chelsea, from Pochettino, and I'm just going to try not to explode when I'm saying it, that the team were playing for penalties.
Guys in the room, I'm not supposed to talk. Guys in the room,
it's great. There you go. Yeah, Pochettino's literally come out and said that they were playing for penalties. So, there you go. That's... Well, that's it for me. I just like that is just cowardly to me. But
I'm back again.
Yeah, there it is. There's a statement. The team felt maybe the penalties would be good for us. Like, well, you're the manager, Potts. You decide, man. Not them. Anyway, Forza, please go have your first comment.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hopping on these spaces for quite a few months now, Score. You know, it's always nice to have an avenue to share my thoughts and everything. But I'm gonna say exactly what I have been saying for months now. This manager is a coward. He is spineless. I don't know why I kidded myself into believing he's gonna be an upgrade or he's gonna be good. Sure, he might be by some parameter better than Potter and Lampard, who are, I mean, they're on a different level, but. But no, he's spineless. He's a coward, and it's not just him. It's not just replace the manager and things are going to be all right. There's structural issues at the club, And that comes down to, you know, there were issues pre this ownership, sure, but they've been exacerbated and they've been extended and they've been magnified to a whole new level. And that comes down to the ownership. So the ownership does have to take some blame. Also, players have to take some blame too. Some of these players are, they're not good enough. These are not good enough players for a title-winning team, for a trophy-winning team. Some of the players that came off the bench, I mean, Mudryk was atrocious, shocking, completely shocking. Madueke, yeah. Sure, I'm willing to give a bit more leeway to, but again, I don't think he's good enough. I mean, having your heart in the right place and working hard doesn't make you good enough to play for Chelsea to win trophies. I've been a big fan of Enzo Fernandez for a long time. I'm not saying he's bad enough or whatever, or not good enough. But he was shocking today. He was genuinely disgusting. He put in a disgusting performance. Compare what the midfield that we used to have, whatever opinion you might have of these three names, but Jorginho, Kovacic, and Kante, players who have been instrumental to domestic, international, and European trophies for club and country, going from that to Enzo, who I love, by the way, Enzo, Caicedo, and Gallagher. Gallagher, who had a huge, huge miss today. That's a downgrade. I don't care what talent says. I don't care what data says. The objective facts and what these the former three players that I listed contributed to compared to what the latter three players have contributed to, it's night and day. And so the arrogance of, I mean, the owners, the manager's a coward. There's a lot. My head is hot, but these are my true thoughts because, and I say this because these have been my thoughts before the game for the past few weeks. When I've been calm, when I've been relaxed, but it's not looking good. I mean, we're mid-table. It's almost March. We're 10th place. I don't care how close we are to 9th or 8th or 7th or points-wise. Yeah. No, we're 10th. It's almost March and we're 10th. And we've lost the final. And we've lost 6 finals in a row. And we just played for penalties. Like, he's a coward, man. He's so cowardly. Yeah, and the quote that you said, sorry to cut you off, Square, but the quote that you mentioned, where he said the players felt like, what does that mean? You took the words out of my mouth. Can you not make a decision for them? You're the manager. Yeah, you're the manager. Take initiative. Take initiative, man. Like.
Yeah, be a leader.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. That when I saw that statement, I was furious. I was like,
that's disgusting. That's disgusting. I mean, Poch out well before this, but that's disgusting. That's infuriating.
Yeah, that's
and some of the pathetic. Some of the managers that are available this summer, Mourinho. I don't care if you say he's washed or whatever. I'll take Mourinho in a heartbeat. Not just Mourinho.
Mourinho would have won that final today.
100%. Yeah, I'm 100% he'd have won it, but not just Mourinho. Like, look at the names that are available. There's Mourinho, there's Conte, there's Tuchel, there's Maurizio Sarri, there's a couple other solid names.
Nagelsmann
available. Like, all of these guys are an upgrade on Pochettino. All of them. None of them would have, I mean, said what... I mean, you've just, it's funny, but you've angered me even more with that statement from Potts. Like, we're playing for penalties. The players felt we should play for penalties. That's unbelievable, man. That's unbelievable. Surely, man. Like, I genuinely believed that he was going to be a tactical upgrade. And even though he's not elite, I never said he was elite, but I thought he was going to be a significant tactical upgrade on Potter and Lampard to make us see how good Enzo can be, to get Caicedo and get them, you know, ticking and get them going. That's not asking for much because a lot of managers and a lot of players hit the ground running in different tactical setups when they're used correctly.
Potter got more out of Enzo Fernandez than Pochettino has. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I agree, and I hate Potter. I despise Potter, but yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I don't like Graham Potter at all, but...
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And we felt at the time, we felt that, you know, Enzo's playing so good under Potter. Imagine how good he's going to be when there's somewhat of a decent manager like Poch. But he's taken him backwards. He's taken Enzo backwards. Caicedo has been, you know, inconsistent. You can see the talent is there, but he's been up and down. I'm willing to give him some more time. But some of these players are not good enough. And it's, I'm sorry to say, I don't care how hard they work, but they're not good enough. And the manager's not good. Like, holy... It's unbelievable, man. It's I'm hurting, man. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. I woke up at 7:30 a.m. I'm in Canada. I'm in Calgary. I woke up at 7:30. You know, sometimes I wake up at 4 a.m. to watch games, but it's.
All right. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Paul. I really appreciate it.
Of course,
that.
Man. Anytime.
Love it.
Anytime.
Paul's learning right now. So I'm going to bring the next guy up, CFC 19. I can't remember his full name, but I'm going to bring him up. He's been waiting for a while. So CFC 1985 blue. So I'm just going to bring him up. I don't know if you've just seen it. There's a video of Pochettino going up to collect his Lunas player, people are saying he ignored Todd Bowley. I think he actually ignored Bernard Igbali, which is arguably worse.
I still can't believe that statement.
And I'm like, that is basically, he's saying, like, this is your fault. Like, I lost this because you didn't give me the tools that I asked for. And I'm like, I mean, he to a certain extent, he has a point, but honestly, that's pathetic as well. And it's petty and it's unnecessary. Clearly they don't get on very well.
Those comments are embarrassing from Pochettino.
He let himself down, I think, Pochettino. I don't think he'll be our manager next season.
I would say prime example is
Liverpool. Even if we finish seventh and we get into Europe, he won't be our manager next season, I don't think.
No, I think we could even go sooner now, to be honest.
Well, yeah, it depends on the next few weeks now, I think, but it depends. I mean, like, who's available right now? There's not many people available right now. Handy Flick's technically available right now, but I don't think we're his first choice. I think this is the beginning of the end, because it doesn't look good between him and the owners.
I think it speaks volumes, because after the Wolves game, there was a lot of speculation and there were reports that half of the board, basically there was a lack of compromise, but certain members wanted, but had already made their mind up. So maybe there's a seed of that in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe he'll get sacked and he'll go to replace David Moyes at West Ham, which is his level. Maybe you'll take Conor Gallagher with him to West Ham. I can actually see that happening, honestly. So CSC in 1985, sorry. Let us know your thoughts. Unmute yourself and we'd love to hear from you. I can't unmute you. So. You're going to unmute yourself, right? Rambles, what are your thoughts on those Pochettino comments and what he's just done with the owners?
Hello. Hello, guys.
Oh, sorry. Hold on, Rambles. Yeah, it's fine. CSC, 1985.
It's CSC West, bro. It's Scouts. I've changed my name. Because I have all these rival fans trying to be winding me up on Twitter saying I'm not a Chelsea fan, I'll be an Arsenal fan. And I just want to show the point of proof that I'm a proper Chelsea since 1985. I was born and bred.
Fantastic. Yeah. Your thoughts on today?
Don't get me started, please. I'm just laughing. Big up to Enna, my bro. Enna knows me. Not good enough. Shambolics. Pedigree. No mentality. Pochettino. Out of the door. I want him gone. Embarrassment. Half of the team's not good enough. Got to go. You play Modric, the guy don't get played. I just don't. You play Nuno Madueke, don't get played. You take off Conor Gallagher, who's been our best part of the midfield since he came on. Gusto, can't blame Gusto, he's been outstanding. And you suddenly take off Jackson. I know Jackson's not really professional striker for us, but he was outstanding. And also, people forget Caicedo's challenge on Gravenberch. That should have been a red card. He lucky got away from that today. Well, honest truth, lucky he didn't even got a book for it. But you're playing against the Liverpool's youngest squad team. And on paper, the best team we've got. Can't beat a team like this. It's embarrassment. And
Well said. I think a lot of people would agree with you. Good points there.
Just one thing is, right, people say Pochettino is a mess. It is, the club is a mess, right? The board is a mess. And then Pochettino's coming out, but the players wanted to play for the pennies. Who's the gaff off the pitch? This reminds me of Maurice Sarri with Kepa back in the final, where Maurice Sarri was the coach. And he wanted Kepa subbed off. and Kepa told him, said, "I'm the boss of the pitch." It's like, you're the gaffer. You're Pochettino. You're the boss of the pitch. I was so glad I sold my tickets. I'm so glad I didn't go today because I knew it was just going to be an end of disaster, an embarrassment. Yes, and Nkunku coming up. It's so dreadful. This club is. Liverpool's done it again.
We get it. I think everyone understands that. I think everyone shares that frustration. You know, I think everyone feels the same. I'm just gonna remove you so that we can listen to get the views of other people. I'm just gonna.
Okay, buddy. But anyway, up the Chels, up the Chels.
Hopefully,
Todd Bowley and Ed Barley could bring us a decent, experienced manager in the summer.
Okay.
Big ups to you guys.
Take care, man.
All right, Rambles. Sorry, got to cut you off before, but that video of Pochettino ignoring the owners and his comments about extra time. How did that hit you?
I'm honestly still in shock. I can't believe what I've just read. I mean, I've just never heard anything like it. I don't know whether he's trying to throw the players under the bus. I just can't get my head around playing for penalties.
Yeah, I know.
This Liverpool team with a load of kids and a load of their players missing.
I mean, if he was talking about playing for penalties against, like, Manchester, full-strength Man City team, I would understand that. because it's a full-strength Man City team. But this is a Liverpool team with half the players I've never even heard of because they're all academy players. And some of them are making their debuts. You know, I mean, it's absolutely embarrassing, man. Like,
he's reminding me very much of Potter, some of the comments he's making. Funny enough, I've just read something else he's written. He said, "I don't know how you can describe the situation, but for sure I feel proud that they made a big effort. We are a young team and nothing to compare to Liverpool." I just think these comments are just very, very poor. And
he's just digging his own grave at the moment. He's digging his own grave at the moment. It's like he wants to. I mean, I don't think it's appropriate to ignore your employers when you go. I think it's petty. I don't think, even if you're annoyed with them, like, don't create controversy like that. Keep it in house. Keep it behind the scenes.
I mean, I always go back to Liverpool last year. Klopp. Every man and his dog could see Klopp needed a midfield rebuild, but he didn't. He wasn't given any midfielders, but he never ever creates a scene. He just gets on with his business, goes about his business, and
you never see any disagreement with him and the owners. It's all kept in house. That's how you're meant to run a football club. That's one thing that Abramovich did pretty well, actually, is he kept a lot of that in house. You know, probably too much, actually. Probably went the other way, but. Yeah, absolutely, and I don't like that from Pochettino. He's not endearing himself to Chelsea fans. He's doing the complete opposite.
Really not good at all.
No, I think, like, next home game, I mean, God, the next game's at home. Leeds on Wednesday. God, I can't imagine what the crowd's going to be like in that game.
That's not going to be easy. Leeds actually flying.
Yeah, imagine if we lose that. If we lose that game, that's going to be, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, they're going to. I don't know how he survives it, actually. I mean, the crowd are going to be so hostile to him. Like, it's going to be impossible.
And then Brentford away next Saturday. That's not going to be an easy game.
Oh, God, no. That's my birthday next week. Somebody else will be doing the space next week because I'm away next week, so I won't be around. Yeah, it's just... it's so annoying because the last few weeks we actually played pretty well. Played well against Villa, really well. I thought we played really well against Man City last week. You know, we got some good results. We were showing a bit of character. And today, I don't think we did. I don't think we bottled anything or we didn't show character. I think it's more that we were let down by coaching and tactics. I think, like, if we'd been set up right today, we'd have won. I think we'd have won. You know,
but then you could also say this is very similar to Poch's time at Tottenham. You know, when push came to shove, he had those big games to potentially stay in the league title, to win a cup. He I suppose he threw it away, bottled it, didn't deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 So we're coming to the end now. It's been great having everyone here and sharing their thoughts on today's game, especially when we're all so angry and upset, and even more so now, I think, because of the stuff we've just heard. So, final thoughts on today, Rumbles?
Yeah, this one's going to hurt for quite a while, I think, because I think I, like many other people, felt with Liverpool's injury situation, this was there for the taking. And I just feel like poor in-game management, poor managerial decisions has cost us this game. And I was on the fence with Pochettino before the game. There was a part of me which did think he could turn his fortunes around. But now I think it's just a case of when, not if he goes. And after today, he may struggle to last the season, because I think the fans have just really had enough, and those post-match comments have just made it 10 times worse.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm very disappointed today. I thought we had a good chance today, especially the second half. I thought, you know, we had enough chances that, you know, if we'd been clinical, we would have killed off the game. We missed some really big chances. And then tactically in extra time, Pochettino got it all wrong. I think he let down the players. I think he let down the club. We totally got it wrong. And it's almost like the players he couldn't get the players to believe they could win. And then the comments post-game, his behaviour post-game, I'm just like, yeah, that I've almost had enough, you know. And I'm not somebody who is reactive and turns on managers quickly, you know, but it's just not good enough, you know. I think, like you, I'm going to feel this for a long time. So hope Chelsea fans listening, you can find something to do this evening to cheer yourself up. Maybe take your mind off football for a bit. Chelsea fans deserve better, I think. I think we all feel like that now. Hope we have a better evening, Chelsea fans, and up the Chels.
Take care, guys.